You're listening to the Creepcast on DownrightCreepy.com. Now, here's your creepy host.
You can catch his special four-part event, Expedition Unknown Hunt for Extraterrestrials, on the Travel Channel October 4th at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm thrilled to have Josh Gates here on Downright Creepy. Josh, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm great. I just caught the first part of your four-part series, so I'm going to dig into some questions.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the rest. I'm going to cut to the chase right off the bat with the first question and ask, do you think aliens exist, and in what form do you think we'll find them first?
Big question.
It's a big one.
I have to say, you know, look, the whole reason we wanted to go and make this four-part special is that I think, like a lot of people, I'm really fascinated by this question. You know, every one of us, I think, has looked up at the stars at some point and asked, you know, what else is out there? I went into this very open-minded. I came out the other side believing 100% that there is life out there in the universe. We met with some incredible scientists, astronauts, astronomers, and really there is a growing consensus among them that at this point it would be weirder if we don't find life in the universe, because we're finding these Earth-like planets using deep space telescopes, you know, more and more. And so I think it may only be a matter of time. Now, in terms of what form they're going to be, that's a total wild card, you know? I mean, sure. I think either life is so, the conditions for life are so specific, you know, that they're going to look just like us, or it could be something so totally different that we can't even begin to imagine it.
It's a parallax universe. So we'll find another Josh Gates somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So in all seriousness, I said I watched the first part of this four-part series, and I've watched you explore some amazing places and taken some fantastic trips around the world. So when you spoke to these astronauts at the space station, you seemed genuinely moved to have that experience. Was this one of the more favorite experience or moments you've had on Expedition Unknown?
Yeah, I think it may be my most favorite experience. You know, I really grew up as a sci-fi geek and loved, you know, first of all, I loved NASA. I was a super geek for space exploration growing up, but I loved Star Trek and Star Wars and read all sorts of sci-fi books as a kid. I just was into this stuff. So to find myself in mission control, being given the opportunity at NASA to speak with astronauts in space, I just never thought in a million years I would get an experience like that, and it was really overwhelming. It was just a dream come true.
Yeah, it was a really cool moment to see. Like I said, you could genuinely see the compassion you have for them. So I'm curious, as we go through the rest of the series and we see the other three parts, do you guys explore anything with SETI or number stations being a little bit different? But I'm always fascinated by those things and using them to potentially contact extraterrestrial life. And I don't know if that's something that you might touch on. And if not, have you done it personally at any point?
Yeah, it is something that we touch on. We actually went to the Green Bank Telescope, which I believe is in West Virginia, and worked with a group from SETI. And part of that, we're going to explore, you know, each of these shows. So it's 4 one-hour specials that, mm-hmm. that air, you know, over 4 consecutive weeks. Then after each show is a roundtable discussion called The Debrief, where we go a little deeper into each topic. And on one of those after shows, we spend a bit of time talking about SETI and talking about some of the work that they're doing as well. So it's definitely included in the topics. I mean, you know, look, we don't have a really dedicated government organization that's doing nothing but looking for extraterrestrial life. NASA certainly, as part of its mission, is looking into the question of whether there's life on other worlds, but they do a lot of other stuff. And SETI really is, you know, dedicated to this search of listening for radio signals coming from deep space. So their work is super important. It's super interesting, and it's something that I wish that we devoted more resources to.
Yeah, I think it's really, really fascinating. I mean, number stations are too, slightly different topic and scenario. But, I mean, we've seen those pop up, I think, randomly in Texas this year, which they were all supposed to have died out by now. So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing that popped up in the news, but slightly different topic, still a fascinating thing to me.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So switching gears a little bit, has there ever been a time on the show, I've seen you in a lot of scenarios and a lot of different foreign places, where you've ever kind of feared for your life, whether it's due to conditions or perhaps people you ran into because of the territory you were in? Does any of those stand out? Because I know there's been a few times that, whether it be weather conditions or tour guides or something to that effect, that got sketchy. So is there one that stands out to you?
Yeah, look, we've had a lot of kind of close calls, both on Expedition Unknown and on the series Destination Truth I did before that.
Yeah.
You know, we run into a lot of wildlife out there. There's an episode that we just filmed in Ecuador that'll be airing later this year in a cave where we come across huge tarantulas and snakes inside the cave. And so we're always being really mindful about the wildlife factor, because that can be a really big deal. We've had a few instances over the years where we've been to places that politically are a little bit touch and go. We very, very early on in Destination Truth, we were in a very tribal part of Papua New Guinea that got a little touch and go, some guys with guns out in the jungle, stuff like that. We've been very lucky, though, and we're pretty cautious. We try not to take the show into war zones and things like that. But, I was in an airplane once years ago that the roof ripped off of in mid-flight.
Oh, jeez.
So we've had our fair share of crazy moments, but we do our best to minimize those and make it a real adventure, but also a safe one.
I'm going to guess the roof tearing off the plane did not make a final cut of anything.
No, it actually did. It was in an episode of Destination Truth.
And, oh, man. I got to go back and watch that.
It was a really, really scary moment. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so. Well, speaking of sketchy things, I want to maybe end on another little bit sketchy question that ties into the last one a bit, on more of a would-you-rather question. So I'll give you two scenarios,
sure. And
we'll figure out which one of these you'd rather experience. I think I might know the answer, but we'll see.
Okay.
So would you rather be trapped in space on an unknown planet that could support life, or would you rather be in the depths of an ocean that hasn't been explored by man yet? So both put you in pretty desperate, potentially fearful places, and you don't know what creatures may be lying out there. Which would you rather explore? I know you've done some deep sea diving before. That's probably been kind of scary.
I love to dive, and I'm not that scared of the ocean, but I would probably say I'd rather be out in space somewhere, exploring some distant world. You know, I mean, to kind of tie it back in with a special, I really love this stuff. I mean, it's clearly the one. It is the final frontier. It's the place that human exploration is just starting to touch on and really explore. And so, yeah, I think it's given the opportunity, no matter how risky or scary, the notion of exploring some strange alien world is hard to pass up. I would love to do that.
And I think with all the fascination around space exploration and where we're going with it, the one sad thing is there's probably so much, you know, there's so much that we're not going to learn in our lifetime, which is really unfortunate for us that's interested in these types of things.
It is for sure. But you know, I have to say I'm so encouraged by the work that people are doing out there. You know, one of the things that certainly you see some of it in the first episode of the show tonight. But,
yeah.
You know, there are so many really smart, dedicated people out there building really cool stuff to explore space.
Yeah, well, I really enjoyed the first one. It's good to see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on. Like you said, the people are building and exploring, researching. It's really fascinating. So if you guys get a chance, check it out tonight on the Travel Channel at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we'll see our episodes every Wednesday after that. And then you'll continue with regular episodes of Expedition Unknown, correct?
That's right. We'll be back later this year with an all-new fourth season of the show, which I hope is our best yet. It's going to be really fun.
All right, man. Well, I can't wait. I like to binge these things even after the fact. So, all right, man. Thanks for taking the time out, and we can't wait for the series.
Of course. Thank you, man. All the best.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
You are listening to a Downright Creepy original on the Crickets Podcast Network.